We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Chaf Aleph in the standard edition, Reish Tzadi Beis in the Zelgman edition. And we're learning the laws of visiting the sick, what's called Bikur Cholim. Uchshem Vakesh Rachamim, so we brought what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not Yotze, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, if you haven't prayed on behalf of the sick. Uchshem Vakesh Rachamim, and when you're actually praying on their behalf, Im Vakesh Lefanav, if you're praying in the presence of the person who is ill, Yechol Vakesh B'chol Lashon Sheirtze, so then you could pray in any language. Sharem Vakesh Kivyechol Lifnei Hashchina Sheyetzel HaChole. We consider it as though God's presence is there with the sick, supporting them. So you can use any language you want. Aval Kshemitpalel Shelo B'fanav, but if you're going to pray on their behalf and not in their presence, Daz Malach Hashret Nizkakina Lo Tfilato. Then we have this concept called Malachei Asharet. There are angels that, so to speak, accompany your prayer and bring it before God. So they don't understand languages other than Hebrew. So you should pray in a Hebrew specifically. So this is a general concept. If we're going to pray, it's better to pray in Hebrew. If you don't know what you're saying or you can't get it in Hebrew, you can pray in any language. That's still okay. You might not have that benefit that the angels will support your prayer. Okay, you have no choice, you have no choice. We don't know what that means, but the Talmud took the time to tell us that you're better off praying in Hebrew. So we try to adhere to that. When one prays on behalf of someone who's sick, we have a rule, it's always better to pray for someone as a part of the greater whole. So we pray he should become better together with other people of Israel who are ill. When your prayer is representing the masses, so then there's a greater chance your prayer will be accepted. V'yomar, and a person should actually say, Hamakom yirachem alecha, the omnipresent should have mercy upon you, betoch olei Israel, amongst the others who are ill of Israel. So we know that's how we make our mishaberach lecholim. We say that, betoch shach olei Israel. Uv Shabbat yomar, and on Shabbos what we say is, Shabbati milizok, Shabbos is a day where we should really refrain from weeping. Nonetheless, we make a request that your healing should be speedy in coming. And God's mercy is plenty. May you have a peaceful Shabbos. So we do request a person's healing even on Shabbos. Even though on Shabbos we should not make personal requests, this is a request we do make on Shabbos. And we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.